Search Spotlight. We're here to talk about things involving tech.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Search Spotlight. This is our podcast that aims to promote curiosity and excitement within the tech community. My name is Kim, and I am the host of this series. And if you've been tuning into the podcast for a while, you may have heard many of our guests talking about, you know, some of their personal experiences as tech students, whether it's about like imposter syndrome or feeling jealousy. But while those episodes are pretty full of details, they are just really small glimpses of the bigger picture. So today we're going to be getting into a pretty in-depth look into one particular student's experience as a tech student. So sharing his story today is Josh Fernandez, who's a senior SFU student right now pursuing a major in software systems and a minor in interactive arts and technology. Some little things about him: he enjoys front-end development, visual user interface design, and obviously learning about new technologies and learning about new practices in software design and architecture. So you can say he's been pretty exposed to different, you know, technical and creative work experiences already with taking on like technical writing and computer programming. And I guess a little fun fact about him is he actually contributed the infancy of SFU Search. So he was with the marketing team and he ideated and finalized the fonts for SFU Search's brand. So that's pretty cool. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Kim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, how are you? How have you been?
I've been doing well. I just ended the summer semester around 3 weeks ago. And so now I'm getting back into my household chores and getting ready for school as well. And yeah, how about you? How are you, Kim?
I'm pretty good. I am not getting ready for school because I'm done school now. So
For sure. Yeah. Congratulations on completing your degree.
I know, it's exciting. I still remember like my first day going into school and being all nervous, and now I'm done 4 years later. But I mean, speaking of first years, Let's get into it. Let's start with your own journey.
For sure. So yeah. A little bit more about myself right now. I'm entering my seventh year this September. And yes, it has been a very long journey. And in fact, the fall semester will be my last semester. And so to do this podcast and to say a little bit about my narration, my story, and my journey through software systems, it has been a wild ride. And so maybe let me start first by asking myself, why did I choose software systems in the first place? And I chose software systems mainly because it was new, it was novel, it was a career or a degree that I wanted to pursue because I thought, well, while I'm still young, maybe I should pursue skills and knowledge and experience that might help me in that. And so in this journey through computer science and software systems, I was able to see that. And it first starts off with my first year and my second year, my lower division. During those times, I was transitioning from high school and getting into the hang of university. So that includes its pace, the difficulties of the courses that I was taking, my day-to-day life, and even meeting lots of friends. In meeting lots of friends, I was able to seek similar interests and ambitions as them. And in fact, I had a lot of fun with my friends, especially when during my first few programming courses, we were all trying to figure out how to plan and write our code. And with those came a lot of fun times and times of laughter, times of exploring what we needed to do in order to solve the different algorithms and problems that we needed for our programming assignments. Also, I enjoyed the liberal arts education that SFU offered. And by that, I mean, during my first and second years, I was taking courses to fulfill my breadth courses in humanities, right, in writing, in social sciences. So by that, I mean, I've taken a humanities course, a kinesiology course, a cognitive science course, and a health sciences course. So it's a very well-rounded education during that time. With that, during my lower division, I had a fixed mindset of scoring excellent grades. And so if you remember during maybe Jeffrey's podcast, or maybe I think during Hilal's podcast of imposter syndrome, they also recognized a need for school and the need to pursue excellent grades, or the A pluses, if you remember. I also had the same mindset because I've been so fixated on school as well. Because I had a fixed mindset, I also tended to compare myself to other people. And I started to think that I wasn't as smart or as quick to answer as some of my other friends and classmates. And in fact, as a concrete example, when I was doing programming assignments or my first few computer science classes, I hit roadblocks. And roadblocks, it's what everyone experiences, what everyone encounters, especially those in computer science and engineering. What I didn't realize was that those roadblocks hit me hard in such that my other friends were able to handle or solve them a lot easier or a lot quicker than I did. And so that kind of triggered my self-esteem a bit. And that kind of pulled me down all the way through lower division, although I still persevered and I still had my hopes up high during those times. And so those were my first and second years.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I mean, it's cool too that you had so many different experiences with the other classes. I think that's why WQBs are kind of nice, because you get a little bit of a taste of like everything, right?
I agree.
Yeah. But how did that kind of shift over time? Because like for me, my first and second years were definitely like, you know, just that point where you're just getting to know your interests and things like that. And then third and fourth year is when you really go into it and you're focused on what you really want to do. So like talk us through that.
Sure. I agree with you, Kim. During my third and fourth years, those were when the courses became more in-depth. And whereas the first and second years were more of a foundation, more of an introduction to software systems and computing science, the third and fourth years were in-depth, they were specific, and therefore they were a lot heavier than the first and second years. During my upper division, my third and fourth year classes, I didn't realize that they would take a toll on me. And so around the spring semester of my third year, that was when I started taking fewer classes than normal. During my first and second year, I took four classes usually as a full-time student and most of the semesters during that time. But during my third and fourth years, that's when I took three, and even during the summer semester, one course. And I wanted to take lesser courses because I knew that they would take a toll on me, and so I needed to take good care of my mental health and take good care of how I want to prioritize and balance my life during my third and fourth years. But even though I was taking three or even two or one classes, I was struggling to keep up with the courses, because for some of them especially, they were more difficult or even harder to handle. With that, I was struggling to keep up with my classmates as well, with my friend, especially my close friends, who seemed to, what's it called, may have had a better experience or a stronger set of technical skills than I was, or what I seemed to perceive it as.
Yeah.
I was struggling to keep up with my fellow classmates, especially on group projects when I felt left out, or I felt like there were so many things to do on those group projects, and I did not know what I needed to contribute to, and I didn't know how to start or what the news and updates were. And so with these doubts, with these roadblocks in my personal and school life, That's when I started to question or ask myself if software systems was really right for me, or in fact, if I was the right person for the program itself. With that mindset came co-op, because during my third and fourth years, it was when I started seeking for co-op as well. And during those seeking times, I was able to receive a lot of requests for co-op interviews, and mainly because my resumes and cover letters were good, they were strong. However, I was not able to succeed well in those co-op interviews, and I didn't understand why during those times. It was, in fact, multiple times, I think around 10 to 15 of them over 3 semesters. And so that put me down. That kind of put my self-esteem down as well. And with that as well, I was finding it difficult to balance my time, my other aspects of my life as well, especially during the semesters when I took and enrolled in harder classes or classes that needed, for example, more time and effort for programming assignments, or semesters where all 3 or even 4 classes just became hard on me, or they put weight on my shoulder as well. However, Kim, with these roadblocks and with these setbacks during my third and fourth years, those were the moments when I needed to trust the process, when I needed to trust that throughout my software systems degree, that there will be something in the end, that something will bear fruit, and that even during my most difficult times, even during times when I felt like there was a lack of hope, at least I was learning something new, and at least I had room to move, and I had room to move forward. And so those were my third and fourth years.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. Like, you just have to kind of trust the process. And when it comes to that, you can't even really plan any of that, right? Like, all of the lessons that you learn over time, they just come, and you have to accept them as they are. And you do have to, like, go through that in order to know, like, what your limits are and all of that. But I know that outside of, you know, your courses, you were also involved in other things. And so you mentioned that you were, or you mentioned to me at least, that you're part of the SSSS. So how did that come about, and what was your experience going through that?
For sure. During the start of my second year, I was involved in the Software Systems Student Society, and that was the student society for my program. And for a long time during my lower division, I wanted to volunteer. I wanted to be a part of it, because I wanted to be part of student involvement and student experience, especially for that of other software systems students. And so during my second year, I entered, and I was one of the leaders for it. But I was shy and a bit passive. And the reason I was shy and a bit passive was because I was not able to relate with the other leaders, most of them who were a bit older than me or were in higher years than me. And I was not able to relate with them because they had different perspectives on how we tackle projects or how we tackle different aspects of the student society as well. However, when I entered my third and fourth years, when I became secretary and directors of marketing and resources as well, that was when I saw the SSSS fostering, or that was when I saw it at least growing and being more focused into student engagement or involvement, or at least that's how I saw it. During those third and fourth years, I understood my roles and responsibilities more. I was able to relate with younger leaders as well. And more importantly, I sensed an improvement in teamwork, collaboration, and trust. And those were prominent, especially when we started to develop, execute, and plan for newer projects, such as an improvement to systems frosh, which was our frosh event every September, and improve having our hackathon, such as systems hacks, and having plans for technical workshops as well. And so with those fostering, and even until today, it's still fostering. And the lesson that I've learned during those formative years that I was in SSSS, it was that I felt a sense of belonging. I felt like I wasn't alone in my journey. I felt like I wasn't alone in my hardships and failures as well. I was able to laugh with the other leaders and even other students as well. I was able to fail and learn from mistakes with others. And as I was also able to celebrate victories with other people as well. And so with that, I know that I'm very grateful for the many friends and the many friendships that I was able to foster or at least encounter while during my time in the SSSS. And I hope that today's leaders and even the leaders of the future generations of the SSSS can see that as well, can see that growth and can see that future as well as they help other students.
For sure. Well, I want to kind of jump ahead actually to going into your fifth and sixth year, right?
Sure.
Because actually, I don't think a lot of people really graduate in their fourth year anyways, but that's typically almost the goal for a lot of people. But, you know, you went into your later years, so I'm curious to know what your experiences were there and like how is that different from you know, like being in third and fourth year?
For sure. As what you mentioned, because I was taking lesser courses during my upper division years, I'm extending my degree to my fifth, sixth, and even seventh years. And during those years was when my sense of programming and my sense of computer science improved. That was when I learned from my experiences in third and fourth years, which were difficult, and I slowly mastered some of the technical and programming skills that I was learning. And so when I was taking classes in mobile app development, in artificial intelligence, and even in compiler design, I was able to see those improvements and see that growth in programming and even in my technical skills. During my fifth year, I continued to seek for co-op, and I persevered, and one day I was able to accept a co-op as a technical writer in a good company as well. And so in that technical writing role, which I did last year actually, which was my sixth year, in the technical writing role, I had a good experience of not only improving my technical skills, but also in my project management as well. I found value in both my technical and creative sets of skills. My social and interpersonal abilities were obvious and present towards my coworkers, and I enjoyed the mentorship and support that I received from the technical writing team. And as my first and second co-op terms, it was a solid and good experience because I was able to see the good and bad of being in the technical industry as well. Now for this year, I was also able to do a third co-op, this time as what you said in the beginning. It's a computer programming role, this time for health-focused projects. And so for that company, in fact, it's a hospital, I was able to learn that because it was an independent and relied on role, the role was stressful and had a lot of pressure. And in fact, the technical team in the hospital, it was very small. It was just the team lead and I. And so we relied on each other in order to improve and work on the next steps for our projects. Because it was hard, I was only able to remember not just the heavy moments, but also the small triumphs as well. I was able to remember times when the code worked because of a small piece of code that I added or modified. I was able to see maybe visual analytics work, or I was able to see the project finalized out of all the hard work that I would do in two or 3 weeks. And so those to me were small triumphs, even if maybe other people may not see them as much. And for sure, it was definitely a fruitful experience, even if it was difficult. The 4 months were definitely difficult. They put a pressure on me. They put a pressure on me as well. But I was able to see fruits, and I was able to, and even right now, while those projects are ongoing, even after my co-op, I'm now able to see them work in actually other countries. In fact, they're being worked on right now in Kenya and Uganda as well. And so with that, I'm very grateful for these two co-ops in technical writing and in computer programming as well.
Do you mind actually going over really quickly what you coded or what that program was that you guys did?
Sure. So this January up until February, I worked on a patient tracking system. And so...
Yeah. Was it with Jeffrey?
No, it wasn't with Jeffrey. This is a different project for...
Oh, cool.
I'll say the name of the hospital. It's BC mm-hmm. Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
In fact, it's for BC Children's Hospital. And I worked on a patient tracking system, not for the hospital itself, but for hospitals in Uganda and Kenya, because patients needed to be monitored and at least be tracked by nurses and doctors as well. And so they needed an automated system to be able to do that. And so I worked on the first few iterations of the patient tracking system. And right now, with a few emails and messages with the tech lead, they're working on starting on implementing it right now over there, even with the pandemic happening right now.
That's awesome. Was it? Because I heard about this too. And the reason I brought up Jeffrey was because I think he was also working on it, but for a class. And yeah, I think it was called Cradle or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, his project is really cool too.
Yeah, I think it's so cool how, you know, like you're learning all of these things in classes or co-op or whatever it is, and you're applying it to really like big things that can create global change. I love that idea. So props to you for doing that. But
thank you.
Yeah, you've had quite the experience, huh, being at SFU. It's crazy to see that you're almost done.
I agree. It has been a wild ride. It has been a minute.
Yeah, I bet. Do you have any people that you think have really inspired you throughout the way, and your role models then?
For sure. I do have a few role models and sources of inspiration. The first of which is a professor that I had during the summer semester, so just last semester. His name is Dr. Tom Schirmer, and he was my professor for the compiler design course, which to computing science students and software systems students is one of the hardest courses that they'll experience and encounter during their time in post-secondary. But I commend him for being one of my role models because he's one of the few professors who cares for his students. And because he cares for his students, that's where he would like us to build projects that even though they're difficult, they would help us. They would help us improve our programming skills. And not only that, but also be able to have a sound technical mindset as well. And so I commend him for that. Another source of inspiration that I have is many of my coworkers that I had during my co-op work terms. For some of them, including my tech leads and managers, they share their success stories. And they shared different pieces of advice for me, not only for my time during my work terms, but also over the long term as well. Over the long-term run when I get to build myself as a software developer and as a programmer. Other sources are my fellow co-op students who gave me who gave me energy and joy while doing co-ops as well. And I also find sources of inspiration to security guards and receptionists that I encounter every day during my co-op work terms, because they can't, because although it seems unusual, they've actually kept me grounded, and they were able to give me a sense of, at least a sense of purpose and direction while doing my work terms as well. Finally, a big source of my inspiration are a few of my friends, whether they're older, they're younger, or the same age as me. In fact, I've made a few friends while being in my first year, you know, just randomly greeting them, hi, how are you? Which school have you been? Into now becoming lifelong friends now. And even friends that I've made while I was in the SSSS, them being leaders or other people contributing to the student society. And even when I was a welcome leader, I was able to make friends with the welcome group participants who also became my friends. And so these are my role models and inspirations.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Kim.
But with that being said, what are some of the lessons that you've learned throughout your experience?
For sure. I have four major lessons or themes that I can come up with. The first being that I may not consider myself as the best programmer or software developer. It may or may not be true, but what is true is that I do value good programming and I do value good software development. And so for the past few years, as I've said, where during my first year, I had a fixed mindset. Right now, I'm slowly transitioning into having a growth mindset, to a mindset that is more meaningful or that is more helpful to me in my growth, not only in computer programming, but also in life as well. The second lesson I learned was that I value the little things or triumphs, and I get my inspiration from them. And it's not the big triumphs or the big grand successes that I totally remember. It's those that are small, those that, especially during my hardships, when I was able to go through them or I was able to solve them, that is where I most remember. The third lesson was that the journey helped me calibrate my compass. And that compass is those where it has two parts. First mm-hmm. part being aspects or concepts that I enjoy, and the second part being those that I do not enjoy. And so even if I may not be totally sure of where I'm heading, at least I understand the values or the skills and the qualities that I enjoy or I have strengths in. And maybe those that I do not enjoy, or maybe weaknesses that I can improve on. Lastly, even if I don't have it all together as a software developer or a programmer, or just as a university student in general, at least I have three things. Number one, I'm contributing something good. Number two, I'm learning how to be better at it. And number three, I'm part of a community that does it. And so that is, I think, a fruit of being in the applied sciences. And in fact, that's a fruit of any of the faculties at SFU as well. It's that we're all doing something, we're all moving forward, doing something good, and we're all together doing it as well.
True. Like, community engagement is so big for SFU. So it's important to consider, like, yeah, you don't have to be like perfect or the best at all of these things, or you don't need to be perfectly like put together, but it's nice to be aware of, you know, what's going on outside of that. Yeah. Do you have any advice for any students listening, or, you know, after talking about your experiences, what can you say for other people who, I mean, really anyone, I mean, like, for people who are going into university, people going through it, finishing their university life?
That's,
yeah.
That's a good question, Kim. And in fact, I intended for this podcast to be those for anyone and everyone who may experience the same thing or maybe experiencing similar aspects of my journey as well. And so my advice, particularly for young students or for those entering university, whether they're in computing science and engineering or in other degrees that they're pursuing as well, I have three pieces of advice for you. Number one, start from where you are. No matter what, no matter how strong your education has been before, or where you're at with your academics or with life in general as well, you can start from where you are and you can have room to move as well. Number two, continue being energetic and joyful, or bringing energy and joy. For me, I found my journey through software systems to have been difficult, and sometimes it has been dry. But that didn't stop me from bringing energy and joy to other people around me, whether it was my classmates, my friends, or even to professors when I talked to them during office hours as well. And even during co-op, I also bring energy and joy. Why? Because it makes sense. I don't have a full answer, but I know that in being positive and bringing positivity as well, it makes a difference, even if it's small. Number three, and it's in two parts, keep moving forward and learn something new, even if it's day by day. And so even if you're experiencing and encountering adversity or hardship, just continue moving. Maybe you may need rest, but that doesn't mean that you need to have a full stop. You can continue journeying, and if there's a different path, then you can take on that path. But if you trust that the path that you're on right now will make sense, and even if it makes sense right now, then you can continue journeying, because in fact other people are journeying with you as well. And so keep moving forward and learn something new, even if it's day by day. So again, my three pieces of advice are: start from where you are, continue bringing energy and joy, and keep moving forward and learn something new, even if it's day by day.
Amazing. Wow, well said. I applaud you, Josh.
Thank you, Kim.
I mean, wow. So how do you feel now? Now that you've laid it all out, that was your entire uni life, man. How does it feel?
Those are only snippets, or like a trailer, a movie trailer to my journey so far. But as I've said in the beginning, as I've said in the beginning and throughout the podcast, it has been a wild ride. It has been a minute, but I'm grateful that I've learned a lot. My journey through software systems has bore fruit. And I hope that through everyone, university students or college students pursuing majors, or even maybe transferring majors as well, I hope that they may see that their journey through post-secondary is also fruitful, and that they can learn something new from that as well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, heck, thank you so much for sharing your story, Josh. I really appreciate you sitting down with me today to go through all of that.
You're welcome, Kim. Again, thank you for having me, and thank you for listening to my story. Thank you for listening to my journey. I hope that this can hopefully, I guess, motivate or inspire other people as well. Yeah.
I think it definitely will. And if anything, I am very inspired by it. So there you go. That's one person for you. All right. Well, hey, that has been Surge Spotlight today. You just listened to Josh talk about finding hope and joy throughout his post-secondary tech journey, which is crazy. So thank you so much again. And yeah, tune in next time, whenever next time is, for more.
You're welcome.
Guys, bye.
Peace. You're welcome, Kim. And again, congratulations on completing your degree.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.